Now Christian and Faithful went on through a long and weary wilderness. But by virtue of their lively conversation and warm fellowship, the time passed easily for them until they found themselves nearly at its end. At this point, Faithful chanced to cast his eye behind him and espied one coming after them.
Christian, look! Be that who I think it be?
Why, 'tis my good friend Evangelist.
Aye, and mine as well. 'Twas he who set me in the way to the gate.
Peace to you, dearly beloved.
Welcome. Welcome, my good Evangelist. The sight of thy countenance brings to my remembrance thy ancient kindness and unwearied laboring for my eternal good.
And 1,000 times welcome thy company, O sweet Evangelist. Oh, how desirable to us poor pilgrims.
How hath it fared with you, my little children, since our last parting?
Then did Christian and Faithful recount unto him all the things that had happened to them in the way, and how, and with what difficulty, they had arrived to that place. Then did he answer them thus.
Right glad am I, not that you met with trials, but that you have been victors. And for that, you have, notwithstanding many weaknesses, continued in the way to this very day.
Oh, 'twas only by the grace of God.
Aye, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak indeed.
But bear well in mind that thou art not yet out of gunshot of the devil. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Therefore keep the kingdom always before you, and believe steadfastly concerning things that be invisible.
We shall, dear Evangelist, we shall.
And trust not thine own hearts, for they are deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Set your faces like a flint. You have all power in heaven and on earth on your side. And now, farewell.
Good Evangelist.
Leave us not yet.
No. Stay a while, that we may learn of thee concerning things that lie ahead. For we know that thou art a prophet.
What would you learn of me?
Of trials and tribulations yet to come.
And how we may successfully resist them.
Very well. Had you not asked, I should have passed on. But since you have asked, it shall be given you. Hear me out.
Say on.
My sons, you have heard that you must, through many tribulations, enter into the kingdom of heaven, and that in every city bonds and afflictions await you.
Aye, some we have met with already.
You will soon come into a town wherein you will be hardly beset with enemies and temptations, not a few. And be sure that one or both of you must seal your testimony with blood.
A fearful thought, dear Evangelist.
But be thou faithful unto death, and the king will give you a crown of life. And be assured that he that shall die there, although his pain be great, yet will he have the better of his fellow. Not only because it will seem but a moment from his death to his resurrection, but also because he will escape many miseries that the other will meet with in the rest of his journey.
Almost I covet to be the martyr.
As do I.
God will choose for thee. Only quit yourselves like men, and commit the keeping of your souls to God in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator.